Well, greetings, and we look forward to a time in the Word. Let's read out of the book of Joshua for our first Old Testament reading. Joshua, and let's read chapter 1. Joshua chapter 1. It says, "Now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that when the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead." There's got to be some emotion and some passion and some real heart-searching in these words. And let's listen carefully to these words. I know I asked my son Daniel we were talking to a young man. And I said, "Daniel, give this young man some advice. What advice would you give him?" And he quoted Joshua. I'm not going to tell you what verse he quoted, but look for that verse. What verse did he quote out of Joshua 1 to encourage this young man? These are important words. These are not idle words. Moses said, I'm not writing, and this is, Moses says, "I'm not writing idle words into you. I'm writing, this is your very life." You know, and I like to think of that as I read this. These are not idle words. This is our very life. And there's some intensity here. Let's start again at verse 2. "Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto a land which I do give unto them, even to the people of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses, from the wilderness and this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea toward the going down of the sun, shall be your coast. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Be strong and of a good courage, for unto this people shall thou divide into an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or unto the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Have I not commanded thee, be strong and of good courage? Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest." Then Joshua commanded the officers of the people, saying, "Pass through the host, and command the people, saying, Prepare you victuals, for within 3 days ye shall pass over this Jordan, and go in to possess the land, which the Lord your God giveth you to possess it. And to the Reubenites, and unto the Gadites, and to the half-tribe of Manasseh spake Joshua, saying, Remember the word which Moses, the servant of the Lord, commanded you, saying, The Lord your God hath given you rest, and hath given you this land. Your wives, your little ones, your cattle shall remain in the land which Moses gave you on this side of Jordan. But ye shall pass before your brethren, armed all the mighty men of valor and help them, until the Lord hath given your brethren rest, as he hath given you, and they also have possessed the land which the Lord your God giveth them. Then ye shall return into the land of your possession and enjoy it, which Moses the Lord's servants gave you on this side of Jordan toward the sun rising. And they answered Joshua, saying, all that thou commandest us we will do, and whithersoever thou sendest us we will go. According as we hearkened unto Moses in all things, so will we hearken unto thee. Only the Lord thy God be with thee, as he was with Moses. Whosoever he be that doth rebel against thy commandment, and will not hearken unto thy words, in all that thou commandest him, he shall be put to death. Only be strong and of good courage. Great scripture to start out with, isn't it? Well, let's sing together. Let's petition for the Lord's blessings, 218. Hymn number 218, petition for the Lord's blessing. Thanks for that good singing. Let's kneel and pray together. Father, it is a blessed and a holy hour when we, Jesus, think of thee. And Lord, we do. We think of thee this afternoon. We think of thy word. We think of Joshua. We think of lots of things. But Father, we want to focus on thy word to us. Thy thoughts to us, thy thoughts even to Joshua and how that pertains to us. And so bless our time, Lord, as we think of thy word, as we look into thy word, as we meditate, as we say amen, yea, Lord, be it so. Father, we want thy word to be sharp today. We want thy word to be active. We want thy word to be relevant. And we want to be attentive to thy word. We want to build our foundation. We want to build our lives on the foundation of thy word, like the wise man. And to build built on the teachings of thee, Lord. And we thank thee that we can do that. And we're thankful for this time, just a short time and yet an important time. And Father, we feel the emotion of Joshua, the leader had died. Moses had died. And what is to encourage him? And Father, we read that. And then we saw Joshua get up and move on, and we thank thee for that. So God, thanks for thy word, and thanks for making it personal to us. So God, just again, open thy word to us, and and open our hearts, and may thy name be glorified. And we do thank thee for, even as Moses died, and Lord, we love the promises of the word, that it's blessed in the sight of God when saints pass away. And we read in Philippians, for me to live is Christ and die is gain. You know, I'm in a strait between two, having a desire to part and be with Christ, which is far better. Why not? But it's more needful for me to dwell with you right now. Lord, and there's a time to go and there's a time to stay, and we trust thee for that. We give our life to thee, knowing that thou art in control. Our time's in thy hand. So direct our lives, whether it be. And we thank thee for the faithfulness to my brother Steve. Thanks for working out the details of his life and that he could cross over that river and, Lord, to enter into eternity, and that Moses could do that. And, Lord, it's on and on and on. We can think of people that have gone on before us, and what a blessing. And, Lord, it makes us so thankful, and then it makes us want to share with others. And outreach is coming up, Lord. Bless our time, God. And it's not just a weekend. It's not just an activity. It's an important event, Lord, where we say, God, who can we tell this message to? So bless our time at outreach and those that are organizing and planning and so on. We do ask for thy blessing. And bless them in Sunday school. Bless our time this afternoon for thy kingdom and thy glory. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, let's read out of the book of Acts. Let's read chapter 11. Let's start at verse 19, Acts 11, chapter 11, starting at verse 19. So we have studied Acts. We've gone through the book of Acts. It's always good to be reminded of some of these truths, because we've had, how many days have we lived since we've done Acts 11? Just guess. What would you guess? 412? Should ask Sandy. No, I won't ask you, Sandy. Sandy would be within 15 days, I'm telling you. You know, I gave her 3 weeks. It's a good book. We've lived hundreds of days, you know. I mean, sometimes we settle in and say, I've done this before. Well, sure you have. And you're going to do it again. But you know what? Today's a new day. Tomorrow's going to be a new day. And the next day is going to be a new day. It's a new day. It's a new time. I don't know. What is something you don't get tired of eating? I mean, there's things you don't get tired of eating. Seriously. You know, I don't know. What is it? Is it pizza? You don't get tired of pizza. You can have pizza today, pizza tomorrow. Some of you. Ice cream. Some kind of ice cream. Certainly. You might like a little variety, but that's okay. It's good today. It's good tomorrow. It's good the next day. I mean, we like that. And Jesus says it's more. Don't live by bread alone. I love bread. You know? Toasted. Honey. Hot chocolate. You know? I mean, whatever kind of strikes your palate. But you know, and it changes. You know, it's not once and done. This is another time. Verse 19, now they which were scattered abroad upon the persecution that rose about Stephen traveled as far as Phoenicia and Cyprus and Antioch, preaching the word to none but unto the Jews only. And some of them were men of Cyrus and Cyrene, which when they were come to Antioch, spake unto the Grecians, preaching the Lord Jesus. And the hand of the Lord was with them. And a great number believed and turned unto the Lord. Isn't that a great scripture? And just, you know, the hand of the Lord, it reminds us of Joshua. You know, the hand of the Lord was with them. Then tidings of these things came into the ears of the church which was at Jerusalem, and they sent forth Barnabas that he should go as far as Antioch, who when he was come and had seen the grace of God, was glad and exhorted them all that with purpose of heart they would cleave unto the Lord. For he was a good man and full of the Holy Ghost and of faith, and much people was added unto the Lord. You see the growth in the church? 25 is a fascinating verse. Fascinating. Just when things are going well, I mean, and the ministry's going well, the church is full. Then departed Barnabas to Tarsus for to seek Saul. And when he had found him, he brought him unto Antioch. And it came to pass that a whole year they assembled themselves with the church and taught much people. And the disciples were called Christians first at Antioch. And let's stop reading there. Well, the hand of the Lord was with them, and I that's just such an encouraging, you know, it's such an encouraging scripture, and such an encouraging thought, you know, to have the hand of the Lord with us. And you know, Moses couldn't be with Joshua anymore, but the hand of the Lord was with him, and I'm so thankful. I mean, and to have that faith. You know, the hand of the Lord is with me. You know, God is directing my path. You know, it was probably a year and about 4 months ago, my brother and his wife were out for a walk. I don't know if they walked hand in hand or not. I don't know how they walked. I don't know if Steve walked ahead and Pam walked behind, or Pam walked ahead and Steve walked behind, whether they walked left or right. I don't know. I don't know how they walk, but I can just see them walking. I picture them hand in hand, walking hand in hand. And Steve had just got back from the doctor, and the doctor gave him a good report. Blood looks good, got good body weight, things look good. Your hair looks good, you know. And you're retired, and your wife just retired too. I mean, it's a good time, isn't it? I mean, in that sense, you got a house up at the lake, you got a boat sitting beside the dock, you got tubes, you got ropes, you got tubes, you got 18 grandkids, 22 grandkids. I mean, you know, this is what we live for. And yet, the Lord was with him. The Lord was with him, and he honored the Lord with that. So they're on their walk and coming back, or near the end of the walk, Steve started, he was confused. He was saying things that just didn't make sense. And they thought, we need to check this out. So now a year and a half, and he had cancer, had a brain tumor. I mean, but God's hand was with him, you know, and God provided. You know, and it's a hard time, even as Joshua. You know, how else can you say it? Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, and I love, I mean, it doesn't mean much to say minister, but if you'd say Moses' servant, you know, Moses' fellow laborer, he was an Epaphroditus, or he was a Timothy to Paul. I mean, somebody right there laboring. And you know, we love those kind of people, don't we? Those people that are just right there laboring with us. Who did we just read about? It's a fascinating story. Let's just go back to Acts for a little bit. Go back to Acts, and then we'll come back to Joshua. But look at this story. Who did the evangelism? I mean, it's a great passage on the gifts of the church. Okay, now if I were to do a swoop like this, and everybody in red is an evangelist, How many evangelists? We need evangelists. We have to have evangelists in our church. That's the first wave. And did you catch this wave? The first wave? Now they are the ones that verse 19, and now they're the evangelists. You know, you do the swoop of the church. We need evangelists. Now, who are these evangelists? They're the ones who are persecuted. I mean, you think about this. They which were scattered abroad upon the persecution that rose from Stephen, you know, concerning Stephen in that whole period of time, what did they do? They traveled, you know, they had to leave. They had to leave Jerusalem. But what did they do? You know, they go about establishing safe places. You know, let's establish safe places. Let's go make a safe place over here. Let's go to, where'd they go to? Let's go to Cyrene. And Cyprus. Let's go to Cyprus. Let's go to Antioch. And let's get safe places. Let's all meet in the basement and let's don't talk about this because we got persecution. Now, I'm not saying I'm very tough. I'm very, 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 very wimpy. But this story encourages me. You know, if somebody comes up and challenges me on my faith, I'll probably be pretty wimpy. Now, I'm just telling you what these people did. And I'm just saying, I want to do this. I would like to do this. I would like to, I mean, God didn't write this down for us to have a lunch. Let's have a lunch and let's get together, you know, and then let's sit for a while and then leave. No. Listen. They were scattered abroad. And what did they do? Look at the end of the verse. Verse 19. And they went preaching the word. I mean, no safe places. They went preaching the word. Why do we have outreach? The whole purpose of outreach is to go preach the word. Now, we're not going to... we could. And I'm praying for some... I mean, in a sense, I think, man, send us back the Billy Grahams, you know? Send us back the Josh McDowells, you know, that went to every campus. I mean, send them back. And let's get that gospel going. But you know what? We're not going to do that this next week, maybe. I mean, limited. But we can go to, I mean, maybe 10 places, can't we? And we can do that. And we need to do that. Why do we need to do that? Because I didn't set it up. Is this your idea, Ken? No, not really. Clint, your idea? No. I mean, this is God's idea. We're not trying to, I mean, we just want to follow the Lord. Okay, so they went preaching the word. Verse 21, and the hand of the Lord was with them, and a great number believed and turned unto the Lord. Okay, so you've got some evangelists. You have to have evangelists. You have to have people telling about the word. So Michael, who is Joe telling you about the word today? Is he? Yes. See, Joe's doing evangelism back there in the back bench. Thank you, Joe. See, Joe's doing evangelism. We need that. I mean, we don't have to go. People come to us sometimes. You know, and we appreciate you, Michael. Thanks for coming. So we preach the word, don't we? We preach the word. Then what comes next? I mean, look at it. And we read it in Ephesians. He gives some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry. This is the workers. So, okay, we do need to preach the gospel. Maybe God's called you to that. And let's do that this Thursday, or this weekend. I'm looking forward to that. And the first Wednesday of every month, I look forward to doing that. We look forward to doing that. Because that's what our church is about. Apostolic Christian Church. That name's not pulled out of a hat. Why do they call it the Apostolic Christian Church? Well, we're reading about the apostles. We want to do what the apostles did. First, you do that. Secondly, okay, great number believe. Then you need the next wave. If I do a wave across here, now evangelists, you're all out. Okay, here come some teachers. You know, gave the teachers or the prophets. The teachers. We need teachers. We need to teach these people. Grow them up in the Lord. And the hand of the Lord was with them. A great number believed. And here, the tidings of these things came to the ears of the early church was in Jerusalem. They sent forth Barnabas. Hey, they need, so who's next? What gift comes out? First it's they, then comes Barnabas. Here comes Barnabas. We need Barnabases to sit down and explain the word. Where's Eric Strassheim? I don't know. I see Jody. And I mean, I care. I do care, but I don't care. I mean, I don't care where he's at, but I do care, you know? Where's Eric? It doesn't matter, does it, really? It doesn't matter. It's okay. I don't need to know so much. But this morning, you know what he did? He sat down with some of these converts. He had 12 of them in a room, I think. Close to 12. No, 11, maybe? 11 in a room. I mean, it's awesome. Here comes Barnabas. Barnabas says, we've got some converts. Ken's the evangelist. You know, preaches. They come to Christ. Sit them in that room and teach them. Here comes Barnabas. And I love the rest of the story. We got to just keep going here to get the rest of the story and go back to servant Joshua. Okay, here, what did Barnabas do? Verse 23. Who, when he came, had seen the grace of God and was glad. I mean, if you come from Detroit, do you see the grace of God? If you come from Bluffton, do you see the grace of God? I mean, if you come from Morris, do you see the grace of God? If you come from South Bend, do you see the grace of God? I mean, no, I mean, that's such an encouragement to see the grace of God. You come here, you see the grace of God, and what do? They saw the grace of God, and Barnabas was glad and exhorted. Oh, here's his gift. Here's his gift coming out. And he exhorted them all that with purpose of heart they would cleave unto the Lord. You know, so you've got those people that were persecuted, went out and shared, and people came to Christ. And then up comes Barnabas. Verse 24, for Barnabas was a good man and full of the Holy Ghost and of faith, and much people was added to the Lord. Not only did he, I mean, the people kept, they kept coming to the Lord, and what a blessing. Now, verse 25 is such a, it's a remarkable verse. This probably, I don't know if it's ever happened in since then. I don't know if an event like this has ever happened since. If you know of an event like this, you tell me. I'm thinking of a couple maybe that might fit. But look what happened. Then departed Barnabas. What's Barnabas? He's the leader of the church. Barnabas is the leader of the church. The church is growing. People are coming to the Lord. People are being discipled. And it's such a great thing. God is working. The Spirit is working. What would Barnabas do? I mean, typically, what would happen? He'd write a book. Then he'd get some DVDs by Barnabas. How to establish a church. How to grow a church. I love what he did. I love Barnabas. Look what he did. He departed to Tarsus to find Paul. And I think, I mean, in the context, and when he found him, he brought him into Antioch. And he brought him back to this church. He says, man, you know, I've got certain gifts. I can do this, but I need a man. Let's see. Who am I going to get? Man, a Clint would be good. Could I ever find a Clint anywhere around here? Oh, yes. Let's go get Clint and let him help. Isn't that awesome? I mean, we didn't do that in this. I mean, I don't know. I don't think it relates to this scripture, but maybe totally. But, I mean, you know, you add to the team, in a sense. Why? For the work of the ministry. Why? Well, two reasons I see here. Either you share with people or you help encourage them. You exhort them. You help them grow. That's it. And isn't that good? I mean, okay. Now, I love Barnabas because what did they call him earlier in Acts? Acts 4:36. And Joses, Acts 4:36, who by the apostles was surnamed Barnabas, which is being interpreted, the son of encouragement. I've only known, no, I've known a couple, but I did have in college. There was a young man named Barney. Barney. He's a great guy. I'd like to see Barney again. But you know, I mean, Barney's a cool name. A son of encouragement. You know, hey, I'll come beside you. I'll encourage you. I mean, Barnabas, I really like Barnabas. Barnabas is my kind of guy. No different than they in verse 19. They, I love they. No different than Barnabas. No different than Paul. But Barnabas said, I'm going to go get Paul. Paul can add a dimension to this church, which will excel it. And I think this is a good example. Caleb and Clint, I think it's a good example. They will add a dimension to this that will bless our church. Okay. All that to say, back to Joshua 1, and we're about done. Let's find the best verse out. Oh, no. Let's find the verse Daniel shared with Tatton. It was actually Tatton. Back to Joshua 1:1. Now, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord. Now, Moses was a servant of the Lord. It came to pass that the Lord's spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, Moses' servant. And we just read about some servants in Acts. Awesome examples of servants in Acts, ministers in Acts, servants that really served. Moses, my servant, is dead, God says in verse 2. Now therefore arise and go. And I'll be with you. And that's just such a great promise. But you know, it takes when you have someone in leadership, it takes somebody underneath them to serve. You know, and Barnabas was willing to do that, to support Paul and say, Paul, I was supposed to preach, but I want you to preach. You know, get out. And you know, I think it's like a coach. This morning we were going to meet with one of the young people in church. And Ken wanted to meet, and I told Edie, I said, would you come meet with us? Would you meet with us? Oh, I don't want to meet. I'm not sure I want to meet. I said, honey, it's like a coach. You know, if I'm a coach and I got a really good player, I don't want him sitting on the bench. You know, I want them to get in the game. I want to get them in the game. I said, hey, listen, you're my best player. You're the best player. I want you to come. I'm not saying that. I do mean that. So, I mean, and we need people. George Washington, what was George Washington? I really come to grow to like George. We just got back from D.C. I could tell you a lot of stories. But you're not here to hear stories, are you? But I'll tell you one. I like George. I do. Because he's my height. Same height as I am, George and I. Except he's 6'2.5", and if I stand up straight, I could be 6'2.5". But listen, he was 175 pounds. I thought, how could he be 6'2" and 175 pounds? I said, honey, I've got to lose some weight. Because I weigh, so anyway, I'm not going to try to get his weight. He probably is a wrestler, wasn't he? He had to wrestle 175, so I bet he just tried to stay right there at 175. But I like George. Listen, George was, this is what they said about George and Martha. George was the head of the country, the brains of the country, the mind of the country, and Martha was kind of the heart. Isn't that good? You need both. You need the head and you need the brain. And that's why I wanted Edie to come. And she was being resistant. It's okay. It's okay. I mean, she just didn't, you know, I mean, if I'd say, would you, yeah, I mean, you know what, I mean, you've said no to people too, just you didn't want to. You may be gifted. Always frustrates me a little bit sometimes when brothers in church are real gifted. I know they're gifted. I said, would you do this? They say, no. I said, why not? I can't. What do you mean you can't? You're most, you know, you're my three-point shooter. We need to come in here. Come on. No, I can't. Okay. But anyway, thank you, Edie, for coming. She did, and it was good. I mean, it was good. She's the heart. Okay, so that's the way Joshua was, and God says Moses is dead, and you know that is traumatic. I mean, in this context, but He says Verse 3, every place that the sole, and this is not just to Joshua, this is to you and I. Because I'll tell you the verse Daniel gave Tatton. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that will I give you, as I said to Moses. And that would be so encouraging, because Joshua is going to be the leader. God says, I'm going to bless you as you go. Verse 5, there shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, and Joshua saw that, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. You know, and that's a promise to us. Verse 6, be strong and of good courage. You know, maybe that's a verse for you and I today. You know, maybe that's what we need. God just saying, listen, I know somebody just died in your life. I know, or whatever. I mean, it would be to me and to Steve's family. But what would God say? God would say, be strong and of good courage, verse 6. For into, well, and then let's go down to, let's just go to verse 8, and we'll be done. And 9, 8 and 9. 8 is a verse that Daniel told this young man, as we sat eating pizza. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. And I agree with Daniel on this. And God agrees with Daniel on this. That's more important. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Where does good success, where can it come from? It's the blessing of the Lord. It's reading the book of God's, it's reading God's word, reading God's heart, understanding what God says, and then you observe it. To do it. You observe to do according to all that is written therein. Cause and effect. What's the effect? For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. That's just a beautiful encouragement to Joshua. Joshua, take this word that I gave Moses and take it. Lock it in your heart. Lock it in your life. Then you shall be prosperous. I'll bless you, God says. And then verse 9 is just great. So these verses are for you and I. I mean, listen to them. Verse 9, have I not commanded thee? And boy, sometimes we feel weak. And I guarantee you, Joshua was weak at this time. Joshua was overwhelmed. Joshua didn't know what to do. But God says, be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. And that's good words for us, isn't it? For the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest. So God bless his word. It's a good scriptures.
Sweet to hear stories of ourselves, stories of people long, many, many years ago, a long time ago, that were being asked to, I would say, to love, that the law in a word was to love God and love your neighbor. And if they had, when they did that, that love changed them, changed who they were. I love Philippians tying in here, talking about the people in the Philippian church that were called to love or to care, or to not care. You know, Paul was being a little sharp, right? Seems he was saying nobody sincerely cares, but there were, the Spirit cared, the Spirit worked through them, and they, when there was love, they cared for each other, they submitted to each other, they cried for each other, for the purpose of setting each other free, setting the captives free, the Jesus mission, the gospel, the good news. And so thanks for the word, Ron. We can read in the Old Testament, Joshua, how at that time God was bringing people figuratively into a promised land. It's supposed to be a time of rest where they trusted him, turned to him, depended on God. It's neat to see how God uses us to set each other free. Look for a hymn to be called.
Amen. We'd ask somebody to close the day in prayer, please.
Father in heaven, we come to Thee at the close of this service, close of this afternoon. We're thankful, Lord, for Your word, which once again went forth in truth, and we're just encouraged and uplifted when we read from Thy word, Father. We just think of reading about Moses and Joshua and how the hand of the Lord was with them. And then we read in Acts of Paul and Barnabas, knowing that the hand of the Lord was with them. And Father, it's encouraging to us to know that the hand of the Lord is with us still today, the same Lord, that same helping hand. And Father, we just pray that we would take advantage of Thy grace, Thy strength, and wisdom that You offer us each day, knowing that each one of us is placed in a different purpose and a different place in this world, in this life. And we pray that, Father, that we would use our talents as they've been given to us to Your honor and glory. For we know that not all of us are evangelists, or not all of us are prophets or teachers. We've all been given different gifts, and Lord, we pray that we would make use of those gifts in whatever way You would see fit. Father, help us be willing. Help us to, when we're asked to do things, that we would do it willingly, not begrudgingly, Lord, as sometimes is our human nature. Father, we just pray that You bless the brother who brought forth the word to us, and bless this church, Father. We just ask You to continue to be with them as they grow. We're just so encouraged, Father, to be able to travel and to visit with those of like-minded faith, and to know that that we worship the same God. We've fallen at the cross and have given our lives to Thee because of the shed blood of Jesus Christ. What a beautiful oneness and unity that we share, and we appreciate this so much. Father, we'd ask You just to be with us as we part. Bless us as we go our separate ways. Guide us and direct us this coming week, whatever You would have in store for us. We pray that it could be all to Your honor and glory. And we thank You again for Jesus and His shed blood. We pray in His name. Amen.